his friends, this year should be a special schus for Shendel Chana Bas Malka. She should have bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeha, and also bracha bas geula, bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeha. The Rambam, in the first perek of Hilchos Isurei Bia, in Halacha Chav Beis, writes as follows: Hamakane li'ishto. Somebody's makane for his wife. In other words, he tells his wife, "You see that gentleman over there? I don't want you to seclude yourself with him." And his wife took his warning to heart, v'nistara, and she secluded herself with him. Uba eid echad, and comes one witness, v'heid, and he testifies, shenitmea, that she was contaminated, that they had a relationship. V'haya bala kohen, and her husband was a kohen. Uba le'achakach, and afterwards he has beer with her. Hareza loka mishum zayna, so the husband gets malchus, because he was with a zona. She is a dinzona, and her husband gets malchus for having had relations with her, because a kohen's now let it be with his zona. So we are going to base our analysis of this Rambam on the words of one of my rabbeim, the great Gaon and Tzaddik, Beryl Kreuzer, Zecher Tzaddik Levracha, who was a Choshev Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, and later on he went to Skver. He became a Rosh Hashiva in Skver, and he became blind. I read he was blind the last 20 years of his life, and he just continued giving shiurim, reading from the Gemara word for word, somehow without eyes. So he was a Pilei Plos Dika Talmud Chacham and a Tzaddik, and Schuso Togin Aleinu. So Ribeiro said as follows, that we see from the Rambam that even to Aser, this woman, because of Zona, Ein Ein Echad Ne'aman Rak Achar Kinui V'Stira, the only way she's going to have a Din Zona is if her husband warned her in advance, and she nevertheless secluded herself. Even to Aser al Zona, the Ein Echad is only Naaman after Kinoi Vistira. As the Chazonish in Yevamis and Simon and Dalet, Siv Kotn Chavhei, that the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin in the 16th Parak in Halacha Vav, a famous, famous Rambam, writes Mefurish that for Iser Zona, Eid Echad is Naaman, Kachol is Surei Torah. He writes, you only need two Eidim from Malkus, Bishas Maisa. If you want to give Malkus, because they did an Aveira, Bishas Maisa, you need two Eidim. Abal HaIser Atzmo Beid Echad Yuchsak. In order to establish an Iser, one Eid is enough. And what's an example of that? Saying that a woman is a Grusha, saying that a woman is a zona. So he writes Mefurish that to be made on a woman, that she's a zona, and Eid Echad is Naaman. And Isser Zona is not a Dover Sheva Erva. So you don't need two Eidim. So why does the Rambam here write that it's Dafka Achar Kinu Vistira? Why does the Rambam write that you need Kuni Vistira? He needs to warn her not to seclude herself with him, and then she secludes herself with him. Only then is there going to be is she going to have a Din Zona? Why? Say even without Kuni Vistira, just if one eight says, hey, I saw this woman having relations with someone else, this married Mrs. Cohen, married to a Cohen, so that should be enough. So the Chazon Ish discusses this, why it's not enough to establish her as a zona, according to the Rambam here. If just to have one aid, why you also need Kuni Vistira? That's his kasha. But he isn't Machriya Bebeirur what the correct pshat in the Rambam is. Now, b'divrei Rambam b'Sanhedrin, hirbuk v'archornam l'tumoa. Achornam are tumei on the Rambam. That he writes b'pashtus, that eirechod ne'aman lohoir al isha, she grusha zona. That in eirechod, the Rambam writes b'pashtus, that in eirechod is believed to testify about a woman that she's a grusha or she's a zona. In Kiddushin 66b, we say explicitly, Yatza ben grusha ben chalutza shepsula b'shnayim. We exclude a ben grusha and a ben chalutza who's not psula b'echad, but psula b'shnayim. The Gemara says that in order to establish somebody's a ben grusha, you need two. B'ayin shem b'tayis esreiru b'ritva. They say that the pasal adam l'kahuna dino kedavrisha be'eravana requires two. We all see this in the Mishnah, the beginning of Makkos, midan oshu ben grusha. And there's a din of hazama. So there's no hazama if it's enough to have one aid, like the Yeshivas writes in Lamed Ches, that aid echad b'surim, even though he's ne'aman, nevertheless, since you don't require Dine Eidus, he's not included in Hazama. So it can't be that to say someone's a Ben Grusha, one is enough. Otherwise there'd be no Hazama, so it must be any two. So the Pasul for Ben Grusha, we have two sources. We have the Mishnah and Makkos, we have the Gemara and Sanhedrin 66b. But you need two. So if two makes a ben grusha, so then to make a woman a grusha, also two should be in. You should need two. And also to make her a zona, you should need two. Because that also, both of them passel her the kahuna. This is discussed by the Shmaitza, Shmaitza Vav, Perek Tes Vav, Ve'od. So before that, before we get to the Iker Gidrei Dvar Erva, and if a zona is considered a Dvar Erva, Chazon Ish discusses that question. Is a zona considered a Dvar Erva or not? He suggests that maybe since it's not a special Isser to her husband, it's an Isser to all Kohanim, maybe it's not considered a Darvisha Be'erva. Because it's equal to all Kohanim, not specifically to her husband. So if it's not considered a Dvar Erva, then one should be enough. And here the Rambam says that you need Kinui V'stira, which is a wonder. So before we get to that question, we have to say a Davar Chadash. B'shitas Rabbeinu B'Sanhedrin, and actually we already said this Chiddush in a different shir. This chiddush was already said by, they lived at the same time. I don't know who said it first, but Rav Yerucham Bar Haftik also said the same idea. That even though if one aid comes to testify that he saw that a woman was Mizani, he wants to pass her out Zona, one witness is not believed to testify that a woman is a zona. Can't passel her. Just like Ben Grusha, we saw in the Gemara, Grusha needs two, zona also needs two. Nevertheless, the Rambam holds that dafkuk when he's made on the etzem maise, that passels her there, we say in Derbeshev Rabachos Mishnayim. But if he's made that this woman already had testimony about her, that she's a zona, and now he's testifying about that, but that already two people testified she's a zona, and he's verifying that, and Eidus is already received, so that's like all the Surim Deir Echad Ne'eman, because he's not coming to passel her himself. He's made that she's already pasul, she's already a psula. So he's only made on Isser. And Rambam holds that even Isser, Haba Midavrisha Be'erva, after they were made about it, is only Isser, that Eid Echad is Naman. So you're right, it's a Davrisha Be'erva, and you would normally need two to establish a woman as a zona, but once she's already established as a zona, then the din is that one person can testify about it. Ukedugma knas. So knas, once they paskin, it has a din mamon. No longer has a din knas, because now the amount has already been established by a beis din. He has to pay this knas, so now it has the status of mamon. So too, and we know the different laws pertaining to knas and mamon. For example, if you're moda b'knas, you're pater. But here, if they already paskin, and he's moda, so it was already paskin. So there's a din of mamon. You're moda to mamon. You're chayiv. So too in Yenisu Zona Begrusha. That's the Rambam says. Grusha Isha Zu, Zona Isha Zu. There in Hilchos Sanhedrin. In other words, he's not saying that she got divorced or she was Mizana. He's rather saying, he's being made that it's known to him that Beis Din paskin about her that she's a Grusha or a Zona. So that's a big Chiddush Din, the Pshat in the Rambam, that one person can establish a woman as a Grusha or a Zona, means that it was already paskin about her, because of two Eidim she was a Grusha or a Zona, and he's just verifying that was the original Psak. Not that he's the one making her a Grusha or a Zona, for that one's not enough, you need two. So we have to expand on this idea, because it's clear that ein davar she'era pachas mishnayim is not only benogea l'kiyum adavar to require two eidim for kedushin and gerushin, but also l'beir hadavar and afilu b'davar she'etzem ha'maisa chal u'moel gam below eidim. So it's clear that ein davar she'era pachas mishnayim is not only regarding kedushin and gerushin with their eidei kiyum, but even beirur, even something that the etzem maisa is chal even without eidim, but you need two people to say that it happened, to verify that it happened. Like when being made about a woman who was mizane, even though the etzem is nus asers, nevertheless, you need two eidim to say that it happened. So it could be that that's the machlokas in Kedushin 66a. Ishtecha zinsa be'edechad b'shoisek mal. If your wife was mizane, Somebody said your wife was Mizane and the person was Shosek. What's the din? Abaye says Naaman. Tosfos Gir says Hihi. Because in the earlier cases, Eidech was Naaman. Rava says it's Davar Sheber, and Davar Sheber Pachas Mishnayim. The Rishonim don't understand the Shita of Abaye. Abaye also, does Abaye not hold Davar Sheber Pachas Mishnayim? We know that if a person is Mekadish Beit Echad in Choshen LeKedushin, like the Gemara says. So what's Pshat that Abaye doesn't accept that Ein Davar Sheber Pachas Mishnayim? Now that we say by other Isurim, near Basharcha Chal Dechelev, so in such instances that a person is silent, he's believed, the person who said it is believed, as a Machlokas Rishonim. Twice in the name Rabbeinu Tam say that it's because of Shtika Bahodah, that in Dafka B'Shosek, when he was silent, when he should have known, and even though so we he might have known, but he was still silent. And not betoin any yodeh, not when he says, I don't know. But a shtika koda, because he knows that it's true. And l'shitasim, Abaye and Abrava are arguing about ishta chazinsa. It's shtika mamish koda, and therefore, even by davar sheba'erva is naman, because shtika behoda is effective by davar sheba'erva. And Rava holds, ain't shtika koda mamish. Ela called the shosek mehim and aid. So shtik is not mamish like hoda. But rather, if the person shosek, the aid is believed. And therefore, b'davah sheba'erva lo mahani shtika. By a davah sheba'erva, shtik is not going to be effective. So that's the way Tos learns the name Rabbeinu Tam. But that's Rov Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ran, Mor, the Shach, and Yerudea, writes that this is also Shitas HaRambam, that even if he wasn't supposed to know, and even if he says, I don't know, he says, Eini Yodea, he's Naaman, B'Shar Isurim. If it's talking about other Isurim, the aid is Naaman, why? Because it's not al shtika kelda, but rather because the aid is Naaman, and if so, the shitasim gam ba'omer ishta chazinsa labaye Naaman. So the reason he's believed in other Isurim is because one aid is believed. So l'shitasam, even when they say ishtachazinsa, Abaye says she's believed, even when the husband doesn't know. Even if the husband doesn't know, he's believed. That's what we're talking about Bashar Isurim, where the husband doesn't know. Is there Tameh on Shita Sabaye? He also holds them a Kaddish Beit Echad Eino Klum. Mishumain Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim. So how can this one aid be believed? How could Abaye possibly hold that one witness is enough? Who says that your wife was Mizane? Ein davar sheber pachas mishnayim. And that's why I'm a kaddish beit echad eino klum. So Tosfot there writes that Be'emes Abaye holds that even a kaddish beit echad choshen l'kedushin. And therefore, He's choshesh. Even maybe one is effective. The Rashba there in his second Teretz writes that Bemis Min HaTorah is not Ne'eman. So Chomer D'Rabbanan. So Chomer D'Rabbanan that we believe this one eight according to Abaye. But that's if the gear says Ne'eman. That Ishtecha Zinsa Beit Echad V'Shosek Abaye Amar Ne'eman. But Tosis Gear says he. So it's like the other Asurim there. What are the other Asurim there? That the person's Naaman Min HaTorah. So the person's Naaman Min HaTorah. So how do you figure that? Why is one aid Naaman Min HaTorah? That Ishtecha Zinsa. Tosis di Ramaskal Abaye writes, V'yishlomer de hasam efshar kevan de lo kitche bifnei edim hamos matana. There it's possible that since he wasn't mekadesh or in front of edim, he gave her the gift, the money he gave her was a gift. Aval hacha habio seris bein edim u bein shelo beedim v'enu netzricham ela sheyada habala emes. Shabbai modeh mishum shen lemaase kiddushin ain tokif kemaase kiddushin elim kenu nasa b'fnei shnei edim. Abai agrees you need to aid him for kiddushin because there's no tokif, there's no power to the maase kiddushin unless it's done in front of two edim. Because giving money alone is not be'echreach nasinas kiddushin, could be it's just a gift. And in this case, the Edom are coming to be Mekayim the Maisa. And without two Edom, it has no talk of Maisa Kedushin. That's why you need two Edom. But with Bias Nus, the Maisa itself answers. Without Edom. By Kedushin, you need two Edom. Here you don't need Edom. The whole purpose of the Edus is to be Mevarer. And therefore Abaye holds that one aid is enough when the Baal is shosek. Biur HaDavar. Abaye holds that ain't davar shebe brachos mishnayim is only to require edim l'kiyum adavar, like by kedushim or gerushim. But linyan ne'amanus, he holds that there's ne'amanus like another asur, and one aid is ne'amanus. But just because it's a davar shebe erva, he's more chashed l'mishaker. No, so since by znus you don't need edim, one aid is ne'aman to say she was mizana. Because he's made on the Pula of Isser. And Tosis writes, the Mosar are Matana. So the Mefarshim are wondering, what does the Matana have to do with anything? So it would appear that Tosis are coming to explain why Be'emes it's Pashit that by Znus the Bia Asers, even without Edim, and by Kedushin you need Edim, because they write by Kedushin, the Maisin Asin alone doesn't make Kedushin, because it could be it's a gift. And it's the same Pulis and Sina. So the Sina doesn't cause Memele Kedushin. It's Shaykh to say that you need Edim. And without it, it's just an Sina. So by Kedushin, it's more elaborate. It needs to be an Sina L'Shem Kedushin. And for that, you need two Edim. By Shaykhain Biznus, there it's much more Pashit. You don't need any special Chalos here. They just did this immoral act. Just the Maisa Bia. So there's no Bia that doesn't Aser. Like Kedushin, there could be a Mos Matana. So there you need to verify the Mos Arna Matana. You need two proper Edim. To make sure it wasn't just a Maisa Nesina, that it was for Kedushin. But here, by Znus, you just need to see that there was a Maisa Znus. That You know, everyone can see. So for that, one eight is enough. You don't need a whole thing of two eight, which is more elaborate and more official. Because you just need a maisis nus. So you don't need dafke eidim. So it emerges then that that's the machlokas of Abaye and Rava. Gam l'inyan ne'amanus. If also l'inyan ne'amanus, you need by davar shebe'erva two. That Abaye holds that you need that one is enough. By Kiddushin, you need two. But Ne'amanus, as far as Ishta Chazinsa, one is enough. Like Tosfos says, Habi Oseris, Bein Beidim, Bein Shelo Beidim. You just have to know Ela Sheyeda Baal Emes. So for this Ne'amanus, do you need one or two? Abaye says one, Rava says two. The Ravan explains, Abaye Omar, hi, Shem Shebasar Sur Me'erechad Ne'aman, Huadin Bisereshish Ish. Vadi Alfinan Dabar Dabar Mimamon, Lenin Kiddushin, Dukiyama Dabar Yalfinan, Dabar Mimamon, the Kasav Be'a Pishnayim Edim Yakum Dabar, Hilkach Kiyam Dabar Lohav Ela Be'edim, Bekiyam Dabar Kiddushin Amik, Bin and Shrei. Rav Amar, Havidar Shaber, Bakalaymar. Afal Gav, the Bishar is Surin. Havi Naman Eid Echot. Beserva lo Nama, the Vidar Shaberva. For Meachashi Eshish. The Erva Kasavba. Dover. The Lolikium Dover, Nichtav, Lemigmar Dover Dover. Elochold Var Erva. Hilkach, Ein Yachol and Pachas Mishnaim Losra Baila. So it's mefurish, like we were saying, that Abaye holds that linyan emanus, that this is what the, that happened in this maisa. One eight is naman even beisur shebe erva. And one person can say, just like b'sharis surim eight echad is naman. Hu adin beisur eishesish. That Eid Echad is Naman. Because now it has the status of Isser. Just to say that it happened is Isser. It's not Dabar Shebe'erva. And not that we learn Dabar Dabar Mimamon is learning Kiddushin. Like Mamon, it says Apishnaim Edim Yakum Dabar Kiddushin. So there you need two. Where it's Kiddushin, Gittin, and that's learned from Mamon. But here, one is enough because it's not a Dabar Shebe'erva. You're just saying that this maisa happened. That's not a davar shebe'erva. And Rava says it is a davar shebe'erva. And even though by other asurim and eid echad is naman, by asur erva, no. You need two. Erva says davar. It's not only kiyuma davar. All dvar ervas need two. So the truth is that in a previous shiur, we already offered this explanation, if I remember correctly. That's the way Rav Yochum Var Haftik, that's the way he explained the Machlokas Abaye and Rava. That Abaye holds that it's Bechal not a Dabar Shebe'erva. So if he would have seen this Ravan, the Ravan says that one of the Gedolei Rishonim, he would be so happy. He was Mechavei. So according to this, it emerges that according to Baya, an eight echo would be naman to say that a woman was miskadeshes in front of two people. Because this is just namanus. Binya namanus, there's no difference between sharasur and davar shebe'erva according to Baya. Remember, Baya holds that for kedushin, for gerushin, of course you need two. But namanus about the kedushin and the gerushin, namanus about somebody being mizane, that somebody's believed, even one person's believed. Not that the Ritva writes that even be'ed echad omer sheniskatchi b'fnei shnayim is a davar she'be'er v'she'enu ne'eman. He writes, "Umidelo parkina dacha ma'iskina be'ed echad shemeit sheniskatchi b'fnei shemina dafila ba nami en choshin lo." There is a kasu disir ever lenu pachas mishnayim al karchach who rak l'rav. In other words, Ritva says of Ort that when one aid says about somebody she's mekudeshes, he's not believed. So that's only a ravavort. That's not l'shitas Abaye. Abaye holds one eid is believed to say that this person had previously been mekudeshes in front of two eidim. The only problem is that you can't say that an eid echad is neman to say niskatcha b'fnei shnayim. Because we learn from Esbiti and Asati Lisha Zen, Kiddushin 64a and Ksubas 22a, that a father is neman to aser his daughter, dafka father, dafka when she's in Naira, but not anybody else. So you see that eid echad and dover sheber was not effective even for nemanas on the maisa. And also we see in Kiddushin that a father is not believed to say that his daughter was nishbeis. So he doesn't even have nemanis when it comes to davar she'be'erva. And it's dafka, like we said, a father who believes to say that she's married, not anybody else. Gam lahalacha, matzino machlokas rishonim, iksubis. 23a, it says that if one eid said she was niskacha and one eid said she wasn't niskacha, the chadchili she shouldn't get marry anybody else, but if she does, she doesn't have to leave him. So the Ran asks, Vim tomer de meha mashma de taim mishum de idach amar lo niskacha halo amar klun asrin en la pume de hai darma niskacha. He says from here it's mashma that the reason is because the guy said lo niskacha. And the other guy not said lo niskacha, we would ask her because of the first guy, the eid who said niskacha. But why is that? Eid echad b'kedushin lav klum, ein davar shever b'pachas mishnayim. B'kev in the time mishum hachihu, mashma filo amar niskacha, b'fanei b'fnei acher lav klum. And since this is the reason, it's mashma that even if she says that even if he said that she was miskadeshes in front of two people, in front of me and someone else, it's also no good. Mamash need two. So what's pshat that we're choshish for this one aid? Tirei Tzaramban, Rav Papa L'tamei, Svirulei, Damakadish Berech Choshin L'kedushin. That's only according to Rav Papa, who holds that you're Makadish Beit Echad. So Ramban and the Ran hold that Eid Echad, who said Niskacha in front of Shnayim, even Lechatchila shouldn't get married. Eid Echad said Niskacha. Lechatchila, she shouldn't get married. Excuse me. Eid Echad said Niskacha Lefnei Shnayim. Lechatchila, she can get married. Because we don't care about Eid Echad B'davar She'be'erva. Only if you hold a Makadish B'Eid Echad Choshen L'Kedushin. Then you're worried about the guy who said Niskacha. But otherwise, you don't care about the guy who says Niskacha. Why? Because Eid Echad is Lav Klum. So is Mavur and Tosin Ksubas Dibur Masal Tarbayu. Even the Chatchila Tinase. Over the Ravid, Perik Tes, Milchus Ishus, Halacha Lamar Alf is Mavur, the Gamla Halacha. As long as there's Eid Echad who says Nitzkatcha Kedin, she's a surah. Shar HaMelech brings numerous Rishonim who hold like that. He just holds it's a Chumrah Derabbanan. L'chein gam im nisus lo seitzei. If she gets married, she doesn't have to leave her husband. Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, Kuflam et Hei, Ma'aritzim et Tesvav, they write as a Dover Pashat. Lama lo yehei ne'eman lomar kein, lomar dekein haya ma'isa. Why shouldn't 1A be believed? So here we have a Machlokas Rishonim. Is 1A believed to say that she was married? We have the Ran and the Ramban who say we don't care about the 1A. We have Tosin, we have the Ravid, the Shara Melech, Chacham Tzvi, Maharit. They all say and bring sources that Shara Melech brings sources that Eid Echad you are Choshesh, like other Asurim. Now the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus in Perek Tes Halacha Lamed Aleph, he writes that Eid Echad says Niskatcha and Eid Echad says Lo Niskatcha. Im Niseis Lo Seitze. Why? Because the woman said, Lonis Kadashti. So there's a machlokas between these two Edim. And the woman says, I never got married. If she gets married to somebody else, she's allowed to stay with him because she says, Lonis Kadashti. So we see that Dafka, when there's an Eid Echad who's Makrish HaKedushin, Lo Seitze. But if there's only one Eid who says Niskatcha, even if Niseis Teitze, so is Mefurish and Rabbeinu Ephraim, Machan Ephraim, and Hilchas Eidus and Simites. The Chor Pshat is that since he's made on a Maisei Kedushin Kedin, he has Ne'amanus even on a Dovah Shebe'erva. So now it's difficult. If so, why be'ed echad ha'meit shezinsa, Rava holds that he's not ne'eman. Because shitas Rava is, like we explained, that 1A isn't ne'eman. He has no ne'emanus. So why is 1A ne'eman that she was mizaneh? Why is Eid Echad? Rabbi says he's not Ne'eman, this 1A. Because 1A has no Ne'emanus. But here we see that 1A does have Ne'emanus. Eid Echad Omer Niskatcha, Eid Echad Omer Niskatcha, Imniseis Lo Seitzei. L'chachilah, she shouldn't get married. Only Imniseis Lo Seitzei. Because she says Niskadashti, but if there's just one Eid who's Makrish, only because there's an Eid who's Makrish the Kedushin. But if there's an Eid Echad who says Niskatcha, and that's all you got, Gamim Niseis Teitze. So you see that one Eid is believed. But Rabbah holds by Zinse Yishtacha, one Eid is not believed. Davashayin Davashayver Bapachas Mishnayim. How do you understand this? So it would appear that even though by Znus it's Pashut that you don't need Edom on the Guf HaBia, that it asks even without Edom. But since it says Ervas Dover, we learn again Dover Dover Mimom and Malan Dover Bar, Afkan Dover Bar. And since that's the case, it's possible that as long as there's a suffix, she was mizane. It's not a suffix iser, it's heter vadai. Because so is the xeris hakosuf. That if it's not a dover bar, it doesn't aser, like suffix mamzer. See, even though you don't need Edim on the Psul, so you don't need Edim on the Guf HaBia. The Guf HaBia answers even without Edim. Nevertheless, if there are no Edim, she's Mutter. Because of Suffolk, there's no Dover Barer. And since we learned that you need two Edim, it's not a Dover Barer with less than two Edim. And if so, when one Ed is made that she was Mizana, Rak Bifnei Ed Echad, so he's made Al Znus Sheino Barer. It's not going to be Mizbarer. And therefore, Rabbah holds that Eino Naman. Ishtachazinsa be'ed echad. Eino neman. He's not a davar bar. Mashen came when he says niskatcha lefnei shnayim. Maybe this is going to be misbara when they come. So here he's made on a davar iser. On a davar iser barer. And since all we lack here is nemanus, she's Aser. Because when he says Niskatchel of Neshnayim, maybe that's going to be Mizbarer. So therefore, she's Asura. And Reb Shimon in the Shari Yosher and Chelik Beis, Shar Zayin Perak Aleph, he also writes that by Znus, if it's not a Dover Bar that she was Mizaneh, there's no suffix yisr, there's a vadei heter. So that's by znus. By znus, you need a davar barer. You need two edim. Here there was only one ed, but by niskacha, there were two edim. And then when one ed says that she was miskadesh, it's in front of two edim. So you have to be choshesh for what he says. So according to this, a new din emerges. If Eid Echad is made that she was Mizana b'fnei Shnayim, Rav would agree that he's Naaman. Rav was just talking about where one Eid was made that he was Naaman, that she was Mizana in front of one Eid. And this is a big Chiddush. The Rishonim should have told us this. So it's mashim for the fact that they didn't. Even in such a case, the one Eid is not believed. We still have to be Mevarer. Why, according to the Rambam, Eid Echad, Omer Sheniskatcha, Gamim Nisei's Teitzei, that if you have only one Eid who said she was Miskadeshes, even if she got married, if he's the only Eid, she has to go out because you worry about what he says. And why is that different from an Eid Echad who's made that she was Mizana? The Rambam Paskins. That it's okay that there's no malchus. Only if there's kinu and stira by a bala kohen, then there's malchus. But the mashmos is to ask her out zona. She's not also out zona. So why by to ask her for kedushin two is enough. One eight is enough. And to make her a zona, one eight is not enough. So that's our avoda to try to figure out, please God, in the next year. And hopefully we will see continued niflaos mitaras Hashem. I hope that we get to it and we I'm a varer, this is a very, very perplexing sugya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.